Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 183. I'm your host, Sid Souter. Starting things off a little differently this week. Normally we jump right into music and then catch up afterwards, but instead, let's catch up right now. Why? Well, because I don't have much music for you this week. It's pretty simple. The way the podcast works is every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. This week, I just didn't get much new music. The weather's been beautiful. It's sunny and 75 with a light breeze, and I haven't been inside scouring the world for new music. Instead, I've been out riding, and there are no stereos on my Vespa, so this is what you're going to get. Just a short one for you this week. Hopefully, we'll find great new things for you next week, and hopefully what we do have this week is something that wows you. We're going to start things off with a band called Widows Speak, or Widow's Peak. They are somewhat vague about that intentionally. Name of the song is called Fur Coat, and it's on the band's self-titled album, which came out August 9th on Captured Tracks. A band out of Brooklyn, New York. Here you go.
He wants his privacy, but most of all, He wants a one-way ticket to the moon. Some people can't see beyond their head. Some people think they'd be better off dead. He kept saying somewhere he'd read about. Guy next door, he's a lot like me. He's got a lot of history. But I know you can't get nothing for free, not even a one-way ticket to the moon.
Great music there from a bit of an unexpected source. That is Dave Stewart, formerly of the Eurythmics and currently producer extraordinaire. The name of that song is called One Way Ticket to the Moon, and he's joined on that track by the Secret Sisters. That is on his new album, The Blackbird Diaries, which came out August 23rd on Surf Dog and Weapons of Mass Entertainment. That is an album recorded and written in 4 or 5 days, I believe, in Nashville last year. He got delayed from flying back to the UK by the Iceland volcano and stuck around, got some session musicians together, and recorded an album. It's very reminiscent of other Englishmen that come to Nashville and try their hand at a little bit more Americana, a little more country sound, very much reminiscent of Elvis Costello's excursions. So if you enjoyed that song and if you enjoy the feel of that, pick up that album. Before that, we heard from Widow Speak with the song Fur Coat, an album that has some moments I really enjoy. It gets compared to Mazzy Star a lot, and so if you miss Hope Sandoval, go ahead and pick up that album. You'll be excited by it. Coming up next, we're going to travel back in time. As I said, the way the podcast works is I pick up new music and I listen to it. Well, new to me is I went and picked up a couple of post-punk gems that formerly were cassettes in my world and are now happily in my iTunes digital library. This is the Psychedelic Furs with All That Money Wants.
Getting louder, drowning in my
Bonus points if you can tell me what those two songs have in common. That last one there, Bring on the Dancing Horses by Echo and the Bunnymen, and before that, All That Money Wants by the Psychedelic Furs, 1985 and 1988 respectively. The important bits? Well, those were songs that were only included on the Greatest Hits package, and I think they made the right choice. The first there, Echo and the Bunnymen song from Songs to Learn and Sing, which came out in 1985, and the Psychedelic First song on All This and Nothing in 1988. So there you go. Kind of odd to think about the Greatest Hits package and the one song added. It used to be an enticement to pick up that cassette or LP or even CD, but in the days of iTunes and digital distribution, I guess there's really no reason to ever buy a Greatest Hits package, and you just pick up that one song if it happens to be a gem they're trying to slide onto a packet. So, interesting there. Well, that's all the music I have for you this week. I've got one more track, but I do want to get some business out of the way. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 183. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or follow me on Twitter at SidMuchRock. I'm going to end things this week with a long and expansive kind of post-black metal track by a band called Phallic. They are from Glasgow. The name of the song I'm going to play is called Where We Believe, and is from the band's album Where Distant Spirits Remain, which comes out September 27th of this year on Candlelight Records. It is an interesting album that crosses over to a lot of genres, and it is bound to strike the interest of a lot of people. Hopefully you're one of them. If not, well, you know, you can duck out of the podcast early. I always allow that when I play an experimental track at the end that doesn't quite fit the indie pop formula that Too Much Rock usually sticks to. So here you go. Hope you enjoy it. This is a track by Phallic. This is Where We Believe.